Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to McCartan After Midnight as we welcome the NFL's first female scout, hired by, of course, our New York Jets here in New York. Connie, welcome to the show. It's an honor to talk with you tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle. I'm pleased to be on here and connect with you.
Listen, when I asked you to come on the show last week, I thought this was going to be a very different conversation. I thought we were going to be comparing Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson, but here we are. Sam Darnold has been traded to the Panthers. Yep. A fresh start for him. You said, I thought Sam was a great pick for the Jets. He's a fierce competitor. If you could talk to him, I know you have a great relationship with the players. If you could talk to him or tell him something right now, if you had the opportunity to, what would you tell him?
So first of all, tell him that I believed in him, and I still do. I believed in him from the time I watched him at USC, and the first year when he was, you know, 31 touchdowns to 9 interceptions, and he won 9 in a row. And then he was the hero in the Rose Bowl. Then he was even actually talked about for Heisman the next year, and he lost Juju Smith-Schuster to the draft. Then he had the pro day in the rain. So what I would say to him is I believed him. I think he didn't get a great deal. He didn't get the support. When you're throwing to, and I'm not trying to hurt these guys at all, because, but they're just not top-notch great receivers. But the guys that he was throwing to, because we know Denzel Mims, who he had hoped for, missed the first 7 games. We know Rashad Perriman kept getting hurt. Every one of our receivers kept getting hamstrings. I never saw anything like it. And so we were down to Braxton Berrios. And of course, Crowder is probably our best receiver. And then we thought Herndon would be great because he had a great year under Todd Bowles in 2018. They were a really good connection. So everything just went wrong. And he had no running back that could break a run longer than 5 yards. But I would just tell him, I still believe in him. I'm so glad he's getting a restart. And he's already starting back with Robbie. Christian McCaffrey. So I think it's a really great opportunity with new coaches and a new offensive coordinator, and to see if whatever bad habits that he developed over the last couple of years, they can break him of.
I'm totally with you on that. Finally, he gets the weapons that he needs, any quarterback needs. And don't forget, the Jets moved up to get him. What they did was, so everybody's clear, all the listeners, the Jets sent the Colts 3 second round picks over 2 seasons. Did the Jets get enough back for Sam Darnold in this deal?
In the ideal world, you'd say, oh no, I think he deserves to get a one back in return. But the way everything fell with other quarterbacks landing on other teams in the pandemic year and all the rest of this kind of stuff. So I think Joe Douglas has been just amazing in what he has done with all the different trades and the different moves he's made. And so I think this is not a year that we plan on going to the playoffs. If we did, that'd be gravy. But we know it's at least a 2-year plan. So to get a 2 for him next year and a 4 and then the 6 this year, I think Joe Douglas did a really good job. And he had a really tough decision. I mean, I wouldn't want to have made that decision. I really wouldn't. I know he's paid a lot to do it, but still, I wouldn't want that decision.
Yeah, me neither. But Connie, as a talent evaluator and a decision maker, you know, you worked with the team and you discovered one of the most beloved Jets of all time, Mark Gastineau. What did you see in him? Like, what drew you to him?
Well, the time happened when we were going to be in this coaching in the Senior Bowl, which I consider a big advantage for any teams that are coaching in it, like Miami and the Panthers did this year, especially in a pandemic year. So they got to talk to the players, see them face to face and know what they are as human beings. Back in 79, we were coaching, and I think that's the last time we did. Walt Michaels was the head coach, and a player, defensive lineman, Mike Stensrud, got hurt. So my boss was on the road, and he called. He said, we need a replacement for the North defensive line. So at that time, remember, there's no computers, but everything is by hand. So basically, I did whatever research I could at the Jets, and then I went through all the different reports that we had from our scouts, plus the National Combine that we were in. And then I said, well, there's a lot of these guys. So I'm thinking, how am I going to decide? And then one guy was a little bit faster, but he was from a very small school. To me, interviews are very important. I worry about that this year because Zoom is good, but there's nothing like body language, being able to ask more and more questions and all that stuff and see how much they really love the game. One guy, when I called him, said, I'm on the next plane. Just get me there. That's all I care about in life is being an NFL player, blah, blah, blah. He was just so full of enthusiasm and passion. So I hung up the phone and I said, let me check it out. That last guy was just a motor guy, an attitude and passion guy I always liked. And so I looked it up and it was Mark Gastineau. He was probably going to be anywhere at that time between like a third and a seventh round, but he had speed. He had 4.55 in the 40 at 6.5 and 270, but he was from East Central Oklahoma, which is a small school. And I said, let's take this guy named Mark Gastineau. And what did we end up doing? Our number one pick turned out to be Marty Lyons that year. And our number two pick turned out to be Mark. So that was half of the sack exchange we got in one year, 1979.
That's awesome. Your thoughts, you know, we're going back a little bit, but how the process is all done nowadays, you mentioned the Zoom. What can a scout learn from a pro day where the player, I don't know, you tell me, but when the player's got no defense on them, to me, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Right. And they've been rehearsing, like they said. Now, they said Mac Jones didn't, you know, he didn't have his regular receivers, but we know what Zach Wilson did. I'm sure Justin Fields and the other guys, I think they all did. They had their basic receivers and they worked with them. So yes, it's scripted. They want to show what they can do. And exactly, you know, football is, as we all say, is not played in shorts. Same thing with timing. At the pro day now, this was the only reason the pro days were really good this year, because there was no combine. And in the combine, they wear the guys out. They get up early. They have interviews. They have their physicals. And then 4 days later, they're running their 40s. So they're tired. This year, it was ideal situations. So all of a sudden, everybody's running 4.35.
When you're there at a pro day, can you say, oh, can you, I know you said it was pre-scripted, but can you say, oh, can I see this again? Can you show me this instead? Are you allowed to do that?
Yes, they are. I think they asked for a couple of extra ones even this year to see when Mac Jones was throwing, could he rip it down the middle and that kind of stuff versus a timing pattern and all that stuff. So yes, as I said, this year was so different. That's the only time that these scouts got to see a player in person. Normally, you're talking to the player. When you're at the school, you can talk to different people. You can talk to, maybe you'll bump into a neighbor. You'll get to know the kid a little bit. Then you have them in for further talks and physicals. But this year was a completely different. It's going to be the toughest draft, I think, for the scouts to do.
Well, that sets up my next questions about what the Jets are going to do. We're talking with Connie Carberry, the first female scout in the NFL, is with us on The Fan right now. Because I, like many other people around the league, I'm sure, wished for the Jets to stick with Sam. I'm going to need some convincing here. I'm going to be honest. You used to phone this sentence in on draft day, and I'm sure it's the most exciting sentence in all of football. Could you complete the sentence for us tonight with the number two overall pick of the 2021 draft, the New York Jets select
Zach Wilson of BYU. I never expected that when the year began. I watch games. I never move out of my chair on Saturday or Sunday. BYU, a lot of times, they were lucky. They had 11 games. A lot of divisions only had 5 games or no games or one game like North Dakota State for Trey Lance. At least, even though he was playing, not, I don't want to say lesser talent, but a little bit lower talent, but also BYU does not have Devontae Smith at wide receiver or Jalen Waddle or that kind of stuff. So, you know, those guys all have top-notch receivers and tight ends and running backs to work with. What Zach Wilson did, he throws a beautiful ball, a little bit sometimes to me, overconfident in throwing into double coverage at times because he has such confidence in his arm and just expect the guys to come up with it. Other than that, he moves well. You can see that he loves the game. My only question on him is injuries. The Jets were satisfied 150 players are going to Indianapolis to be examined. And I hope he's there. But the Jets made the trade, you know, without, maybe they did examine him somehow, but I really don't know, because he had the labrum on his throwing shoulder. He had hand surgery, and they say he still has a problem on the left shoulder. To me, coming from the Jets back when we rejected so many players or put them much lower when we were there because of pre-draft physicals. Mm. So that's the only thing that worries me.
From a talent evaluation standpoint, I know Trevor Lawrence is out of the question for the Jets, but everybody's looking at Zach Wilson as the second best. Between the two of them, what is the biggest, like, quote-unquote, drop-off between the two of them?
The body of work, the amount of, you know, 3 great years in college for Trevor, playing the competition he's playing, as I said, but even though he's surrounded by better players, from what we can see, he has the ability to throw in the pocket, throw the ball long. Again, he does have the love for the game, because he was one of the ones, just like Justin Fields, that went to bat to make sure we had the season. Remember, right, they were not going to have, so you got to give both those guys a lot of credit.
Right.
Just with Zach Wilson, it's just a matter, I think, we don't have the body of work. And his junior year was not as great. This was a spectacular year this year. 31-3 touchdowns and interceptions.
Does it concern you, though, the level of competition, the body of work? Is it concerning from a scouting perspective of him?
Sometimes it depends on the position. That's why it was important to go to Pro Day. They were able to see the guy in person. And, you know, because everybody thinks he's like a Johnny Manziel in his height and weight, and he's not. He's over 6'2". His hands were 9.5. I think they're bigger than Trey's, a little bit bigger, and they're bigger than Patrick Mahomes. We know that he's going to be able to hold onto the ball, even though he's not this huge. His body is not thick like Justin Fields. I'm not a believer that you have to be this great runner. I just think you have to be mobile to some degree in the way the game is played because of the RPOs and all that kind of stuff. Maybe I'm still old fashioned where I don't want my quarterback running constantly as far as injuries.
Me neither. And speaking of running, if you watch the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes was running for his life in the Super Bowl. Jets fans are like, and we watch this every Sunday. So do the Jets have the talent around him where they did fail Sam Darnold in that aspect? Is this the revamped Jets?
You know, I think Joe Douglas is making the right things. You know, last year was his first year. So we have to, you know, there were so many years in a row where we didn't. And as you saw, how many of our number one draft picks through the years are all gone, either traded or cut. You have to hit on people. So yes, Mekhi, we know, and I'm sure he's getting his body even stronger this year. Mekhi Becton, he put in some guys that were still better on. George Fant had a pretty good year, but we do need some guards. And so we've got to get some offensive guards in there to protect, because more and more people are coming up the middle for the center and the guards on pass rushes into the face. I think he will definitely do that. He didn't have the time to do it with Sam. And Sam had, oh my goodness, between injuries, he had very little to work with.
What's the difference between one of the things, a big question to me, because I come from a coaching background, a player, obviously played all the sports except for football, but
yeah. Yeah, me too.
what's the difference between being voted captain by your teammates and being put on a leadership council at BYU?
This is something I had never heard of before. So I got to be honest with you. And so I try to delve into it. From what I can see, it's a big thing to be on the leadership council. From not being a captain, the only thing with this was after his last year, he had a very good freshman year. But then his last year with the injury and recovering from it, it wasn't as good. So he was in a fight with another quarterback or two to win the job. So when they did the captains, he was not for sure the starter, from what I understand. But right after that, and when the tight end Bushman got hurt, he was immediately a captain.
Say it's Zach Wilson, you getting to know the players as much. I mean, you pick up the phone, you dial his phone number. What do you say to him?
Those days were so great. You're a lot younger than I am, but, you know, whether it was Wesley Walker and Joe Klecko and, you know, I mean, we can go through the whole Marvin Powell, all those guys from the 70s and 80s teams. You do, and you call them, and then we would set them up to come in, but just to welcome them to the team. And at that time, they used to bring the whole rookie class out, and we'd all go into New York City to watch the highlight film, that type of thing. It was a much lower key time in the 70s. You could get to know everybody.
Yeah, and you pick up the phone 2021, or maybe it's a FaceTime call with Zach Wilson. What do you tell him?
I know. You've been drafted by the Jets. Welcome to New York, right? Or New Jersey, whatever. I know. When he comes here, he maybe think it's right in New York City, but we know it's in Florham Park, New Jersey, and playing right there at MetLife. It is. It's got to be very exciting for this kid.
We're talking about Connie Carbert, affectionately known as Girl Scout here on The Fan. You're an Ohio State grad. Is there a chance the Jets go for Justin Fields? Is there a chance he plays professional football in New York next season?
Good question. I will never, ever try to figure out Joe Douglas completely because he is the best at keeping secrets I've ever seen. In the past, the Jets have leaked and all kinds of things. Nobody expected it right on Monday, right, with Sam. That came boom, as a total surprise for everybody. So whatever Joe does, there is one more pro day that Justin Fields is holding. Scouts all have different opinions. Coaches have different opinions. So it can really vary. They could be putting out complete false information. But this is from all the things you hear that it's still going to be, you know, Zach Wilson. Justin Fields is, I think, a really good quarterback, a smart kid. You know, he turned down Harvard. He turned down Stanford. He's a smart, smart kid. You saw how tough he was. I know there were questions that he held onto the ball a little bit long, but gee whiz, I thought he did a great job too. This group of quarterbacks is excellent. You're not going to see this come along for a long time.
Beyond the quarterbacks, the later rounds, somewhat lost in all of this. The Jets have a slew of picks. So after quarterback, we know inserting Tom Brady into this roster is not going to make the Jets a playoff or Super Bowl contender, right? So what deficiencies need to be addressed immediately right after the quarterback is selected?
Boy, we do have a lot of needs. So they could either go, you know, they could go the best player available for almost any position, really, I would say. But I know we devalue the running backs and everything else. But if we don't get a running back, if we don't go for, we haven't had a speed running back that could break something. And especially in the Mike LaFleur's offense, which is based on Kyle Shanahan, where you have the one cut and you go. And if you have speed, like Mostert had and Jeff Wilson have, we haven't had that. Our longest run the year before, this was 17 yards by the quarterback. So it's really, to me, important. I want to get a running back, whether we get him in Etienne or if we can get one of the two kids from North Carolina. I would love to get either one of them. Then I would say offensive guard.
Yeah. You know, I like the kid from Ohio State, Sermon.
Oh, Trey Sermon.
I like him.
He ended up coming out strong after Oklahoma. I would love to have seen if he hadn't gotten hurt. He was awesome in the last few games of the year. He just changed everything. Mm-hmm. To make them just roll over everybody. So there are, but I definitely think we have to, as I said, I like the fact that we got Tevin Coleman. And I want to see Ty Johnson because he's got the speed. And we got Adams, but I still want to draft a running back, whether it's a first round or second or third.
At 23, you're saying best available, any position.
I would go with the best available. It could be offensive guard. It could be another edge guy because I know we got Lawson, but I would love to get a kind of an outside rusher type of person if they're still there. And linebackers, I don't know what CJ Mosley is doing, if he's coming back or not. So if he is, that changes things. If not, we still need a linebacker with speed. The thing we need is speed. The Jets have never been fast. And today's game, and that's what I do like about with Robert Saleh as head coach. And with Mike LaFleur, they are based on speed, on people being in motion, mismatches, and aggressiveness. And I love it.
Well, it seems like Zach Wilson would fit right into that.
Yes. I think that's one of the reasons it really does work.
I know you mentioned a couple of running backs. Do any names pop out to you at any position that you're like, oh, the Jets are going to get him? And yes, they nailed it.
Boy, Wyatt Davis, I like of Ohio State at guard. Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State, I'm a big fan of, even though he's a tackle. A lot of tackles, you know, they love to move into guard and really get and solidify one side of the line or the other. The other thing I know if we down in the third round, even I would still go for a speed receiver. I know, you know, we have Crowder and he's like a 4.56 or 4.6 runner. If we could get a guy in the third round or fourth round, I would like to get a wide receiver there if possible too, with speed. Besides Mims, because you saw all the injuries we had last year.
So in a LaFleur system, what is another integral piece that the Jets need to go out and get?
I know many teams don't use a fullback. Well, we know the Patriots always have. We know the 49ers have, and just a few other teams. And we know Kyle Juszczyk, and he was like a 4.77 guy. But that's the type of guy that we would need to get is to find. It's not easy to find him. Sometimes you find a tight end. You can put, we're trying that with Trevin Wesco. There's a guy named Ben Mason out of Michigan. Not super fast, but a guy that will be a special teams guy. This is like a late rounder, seventh rounder, sixth rounder, you know, kind of guy. Or I don't even know if he will get drafted, but that's the kind of guy. And a Torrey Carter of LSU. Those are real fullbacks. Dwayne Eskridge at wide receiver. is the other guy that I would like, who runs a four. He not only is fast, but he returns kicks. From what I understand, that's probably another big thing in this offense. They want versatility.
We talked a lot of offense. Is there a defensive standout or sleeper pick that you would recommend to the Jets?
Well, I like the Robinson, the defensive back out of UCF. We do need to get some corners. The very top ones will be gone by the time probably we get to 23. We have to look around and get a couple of others that will fit into the defensive backfield. It's very important.
Well, Connie's book, X's and O's Don't Mean I Love You, I love that, is now available on Amazon. It's a must-have for Jets fans. And Connie, I have to get myself a copy.
And I hope you enjoy it because it's a positive football book. It's about the Jets. It's about my life with the Jets. And it's great. But you can get it on Amazon. Also, if you go to my Twitter page at Connie Scouts, or my website, which is now being also redone and updated and hopefully should be done before the draft. My son is doing, and he's the one that originated it 12 years ago. And I had no idea that it was going to blossom into all this kind of thing with talking to people. And I've had like a whole new life.
Thanks for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's so nice to talk with you, Danielle. Take care. Go Jets.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.